are now listening.
You are now listening to the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Knight's game. Yeah.
Right, WrestleMania is officially 1 week from today, I guess. Well,
we're filming on Sunday.
We're filming on Sunday, but yeah.
Well,
do you feel it now?
6 days.
Do you feel the WrestleMania heat? Like, I guess, like the build up. Do you feel it now?
No, I don't feel it because WWE did not do a good job of promoting it. I'm building it up.
You mean? Yeah.
Last year, I was like, yes, I can't wait weeks before WrestleMania. This WrestleMania is literally this Saturday, and I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, to watch it.
Yeah, well, we are back, better than ever. Of course, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. Your host Eric and
Elvis.
Yes. Yeah, we are going to be doing a WrestleMania preview. Yes. Of course, WrestleMania is this week. Super excited for a couple of matches. Other ones, I don't really give a crap about. The freaking buildup this year has not been that good.
No, it's been. If you compare last year to this year, it's just horrific.
Again, I'm not even going to compare it to last year because last year was so last.
I know, but it's just great. The one before. It's just.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I'm just comparing it to like basic ones, and it's still like probably like one of the worst builds ever.
Literally 9 days.
Yeah. Damn. Although nothing would ever be worse than like WrestleMania 32. I think it was 32. That was a really bad one.
I liked a couple of things, and I hated a couple of things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just every single freaking WrestleMania. But yeah, of course, before we do get into our preview, do you have any top stories in terms of WWE or AEW? I mean, other than, like, of course, like, no, but we talked about last week, like, Malakai Black officially signed.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho saying he might want to return to WWE. That we talked a little bit about that last week.
I mean, he had a segment on it on Dynamite.
He's gone for a couple, but it was basically just him leaving.
Yeah, but he told him he was disappointed in Big Bill, Brian Keith, and he's like, you guys, like, disappointment. He smashed the TV and everything.
Yeah.
And then he said, I'm leaving for a while. And then, obviously, he's probably for his band, but still.
Yeah, he's going on tour.
He comes back with, like, his... I would love his older song back or
maybe new gimmick new. In general, honestly.
I mean, it's got to be something different. The Learning Tree is so terrible.
It was terrible.
But I would like the Inner Circle type of Jericho back.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't know. We'll see. But other than that, I don't really think there's any real top stories, except for, like, I guess we can kind of get into, like, Randy Orton still doesn't have an opponent.
Yes.
They did tease on Friday Night SmackDown, SmackDown prior, that
He had the promo with Nick Aldis.
He had a promo with Nick Aldis saying that if I don't have a match at WrestleMania, it's going to cause a lot of problems for you.
And he does get interrupted
by Solo Sikoa. Looks like they're teasing potentially Solo Sikoa versus Randy Orton. I really hope that's not the case.
No.
I really hope it's something else because we've already seen that before. I hope that was several times, I think.
I hope that was just a throwaway SmackDown match. Nothing to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of sucks keeping Solo off the card too, but at the same time, I don't think it's not going to match well with Randy.
It's also
just the way they wrestle. I'm not even talking about the story. They have no storyline, obviously, but just the way they wrestle in general, the match wouldn't be good.
I think it's just like a plug-in. It's just going to feel... That's basically what it is. It's just a plug-in.
I mean, if they do it, you can't really blame... They have no choice. They got to put somebody against them because it's only a week away. But
yeah.
I mean, this...
You can't really blame WWE. I mean, like, come on now. Like,
I mean, this is
Kevin Owens got injured last minute. I mean, it's not really their fault.
Yes.
If they do it, it's fine. Whatever. That'd probably be the last person I would want to see him wrestle. Yes. I'd rather, again, Malakai Black or even Nick Aldis. But
Karrion Kross.
Karrion Kross would be cool too. That'd be awesome.
That'd be fire.
But yeah, you know what? Whatever. If that's the best they can do, then I guess whatever.
Yeah, it's probably too soon for Malakai.
Yeah.
Literally just signed. I don't think they're going to throw him to a WrestleMania match without even having no other match.
Like, might as well.
Probably hasn't wrestled a match in a while.
Dude's amazing. He can do
especially against Randy Orton. Yeah, he could, but.
I think he can do it.
Who else they got? They just put Ray Phoenix on SmackDown, but that's just.
That's different. That's different, though, because it's not like he was ever in WWE prior.
He had two good matches.
Yeah. Anyways. We can definitely get into, of course, our WrestleMania review. Why the hell not?
Yes.
Preview. Let's get into our preview, of course. Night one, starting off with...
Not starting off. We don't know what the order is.
Yeah, but let's just start from what we think will probably be the bottom to the top. Night one being, of course...
I feel like the opener is going to be the World Heavyweight title match. Jey Uso's got to be an opener.
Yeah, probably. So let's just go Gunther versus Jey Uso for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, storyline behind that is basically... Obviously, Jay went into Royal Rumble, looking like he was going to main event, get stolen last minute by CM Punk and Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman. It's fine, whatever, but it's kind of weird that there's no freaking title behind that and it's a main event. That's just my personal preference. I thought this thing should have stayed main event, but whatever. Build up has been kind of shitty until the last two weeks have been fire. Great. Yeah, of course, it picked up literally 2 weeks ago when Gunther beat the crap out of Jimmy Uso in front of Jey Uso while he was like basically zip tied to the ropes. That was pretty cool. And then Jey Uso cut a very emotional, great promo on Raw
last week. Or this Monday. What was it?
It was Monday.
It was on Monday.
Yeah.
Last Monday. And then he had Gunther shook almost. Like, Gunther didn't even respond. He was just like.
The only thing is the crowd was freaking stupid as hell. They kept yeeting at their everything. Like, this dude was like, you put him in the hospital, and then they're just like, yeet. It's like, bro, like, shut the fuck up with the yeet.
It's kind of like the what chance. Actually, Stone Cold came on his podcast saying he kind of regrets that whole what chant thing, because now they do it for everybody. It's like, yeah, annoying. it worked for him. It didn't work for, he's saying he regrets it, because now they're doing it for everybody.
Yeah, it's stupid. Well, yeah, it's just like the what chants. The what chants are annoying. The yeet chants are annoying.
The Undertaker was like, say what if you see me.
I remember that. but yeah, of course, the build-up has been great the past 2 weeks. Prior to that, it was terrible. But of course, now we have Gunther versus Jey Uso for the World Heavyweight Champion. Who do you think wins?
I mean, I don't know. It kind of looks obvious that Jey Uso's 0-3 versus Gunther. And then they have this whole storyline of him almost being scared of Gunther. He's going to come out on top.
Yeah, no.
Jey Uso's going to win.
Exactly. Last week, they kind of just solidified that he is no longer afraid of Gunther.
Yes.
Which is whatever. Okay, I don't even understand what the hell you would be afraid.
Yeah, he's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, yeah, now he's not afraid of Gunther. It looks like, from what I'm seeing, I think Jey Uso is going to come out on top. Gunther's going to lose that title. This is going to be a very emotional night for Jey. Yes. That's great. I just want to see where the hell they go from here. I think Jay's honestly could be a great world champion if he's booked properly.
I mean,
get away from all that yeet stuff, bro. Like, oh my god, he cut so much better promos when he was just main event Jey Uso.
Yeah,
I honestly think so. I understand he sells merchandise and all that stuff, and yeah, it can still be part of your gimmick. You can still yeet during your, you know, when you come out and stuff.
The entrance is fire.
Yeah, exactly. The entrance is great. I just think when he says yeet in every single promo, I think it's
no. During the promos and then like during the matches, I don't think it should match. The entrance is perfectly fine. The entrance is freaking fire.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. The crowd's into it. Just save it for that.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it needs to be. It shouldn't be more than that.
Keep it more serious is what you're trying to say. The entrance can still be the same. In ring, in promo, Serious J is better.
Yeah, no, for sure. Serious J is a million times better. I think he can cut good promos. When he was a heel cutting promos,
when it was the Bloodline,
it was really good.
And he hated Sami Zayn, those were fire.
Yeah, great promos. And he could put a lot of emotion into his matches.
Yes.
I think this match has the potential to steal night one. I truly think so. I said this last week, and I say it again.
Well, this match is being overlooked because of the matchups. And they keep talking about they're not going to mix well. And they haven't mixed well.
Yeah.
Hopefully
I think this is going to be a great emotional match. I think Jay's going to come out on top. And I think it's honestly going to be probably the best match of night one. That's my bold prediction. My hot take is it's going to be the best match of night one.
No, I can't. Seeing some of the other matches, I don't know if it's going to be the best match, but it definitely is going to be great.
I think it's going to be the best one, of night one at least.
I mean, let's talk about the next match then.
All right, so moving on, of course.
What I think would be El Grande Americano.
Oh, my God.
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, so El Grande Americano, a.k.a. Chad Gable, versus Rey Mysterio is going to happen at WrestleMania.
The pure wrestling, that might steal the show.
That's going to be a great pure wrestling match. The build-up has been kind of quick, but honestly, it's been pretty good. Yeah. Obviously, Rey Mysterio is facing him because of, you know, disrespecting the Mexican heritage, the Lucha Libre heritage.
I wonder if they're doing like a mask match. Like,
Isn't it not mask versus
I think so.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong.
Ah, boy, you know Rey's not taking out the mask again.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going Rey Mysterio, my prediction.
Yeah, I got Rey Mysterio picking up the win there for sure.
Oh my god, it's Chad Gable.
Yeah.
Which obviously
I can't wait for that reveal. Everybody's gonna be so shook.
It's gonna be the craziest
I can't wait for who do you think is Pat McAfee? My back is going to be like, Chad Gable, what?
Yeah. Michael Cole wasn't playing along with it. Then, nah. Pat McAfee was.
Michael Cole's really like, come on, you got to be kidding me. Like, this is obvious. Yes. No, that match is going to be great. I think it's going to be really funny, too. Like, when he actually gets revealed as Chad Gable. Oh, you know what would be freaking hilarious if they do it and it's not Chad Gable? It's just somebody else?
There's no way.
I know. It looks exactly like him, but I just think that'd be freaking hilarious.
Exactly like him. Looks exactly like him.
That would be freaking funny. But anyways, yeah, I think Rey Mysterio got that win. There isn't really much to talk about in terms of the build-up. I've been enjoying Il Grande Americano. I will say that. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
People want to talk about, oh my God, the Gulf of America and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's been great.
That's honestly why they're going to have Rey Mysterio win, and then Lucha comes on top.
So yeah.
Just think about it. It's good for Mexico.
It's good for Mexico. I think it's going to be good for Chad Gable. But if he does pick up the win, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd actually be wild.
That'd be insane.
Yeah, but they're going to take Rey Mysterio's mask off again. I know he's done it once, but...
I don't know. That'd be awesome.
That's just be the ultimate.
That's if it is a match versus match. Yeah,
I think it is. I'm not sure 100%.
Can you look it up? Let's see. Let me see. I'm honestly going to look it up while we're here, because I kind of think it is. Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, it doesn't say it on this match card. It doesn't. It's talking about the
versus
build-up.
Versus Chad.
So I'm actually not sure.
I know.
While you look it up, have a sip of this great coffee with this great cup.
Yeah, that's our logo. Like, comment, subscribe. let's see. Americano. Damn, I cannot spell for my life.
El Grande Americano. The big American. Pause.
Let's see. Tradition. It doesn't say it is. Although I would
love for
it to be. I
don't know why I heard something about...
Maybe it was a rumor.
Maybe it was like a rumor, like I think it is, like, or that what they should do.
Or what they should do, yeah. I think that's what
Even if that's not, I'm pretty sure Rey ruins and he's going to reveal that it's Chad Gable.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's probably still going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great matchup, though.
If El Grande Americano loses, the backlash is going to be hilarious. It's going to be kind of crazy.
I think it's going to be like, funny,
first,
though.
First thing that, he's disrespecting Lucha, and then he beat a Lucha. That'd be wild.
You're freaking hilarious.
Ray Phoenix comes out for the scene. I'm playing.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It'd be awesome to see. If Chad Gable wins, that'd be great. Yes. Well, Grande Americano.
Let Rey Mysterio win, and then get Rey Mysterio the hell out of LWO.
Yeah. We'll have to
let him finish his career with something good, not LWO.
Yeah. No, they got to get rid of LWO.
He's too much of a legend to just finish his career with this boring group. No offense to anybody else in the group, but.
Yeah. We'll wait and see. Anyways, moving on from there, we do have. Let's talk about Jay Cargill versus Naomi.
Yes.
Of course, I'm happy for Naomi. Of course, the build up here was basically Bianca Belair and Chad. What is it? And Jay Cargill had the tag team titles. Or no?
Well, Bianca and Naomi.
No, it was Jay.
No, Bianca and Jay. Sorry, yeah. Naomi was kind of jealous.
Yeah, she got jealous. She attacked Jay. Nobody knew who the heck it was
for months.
Bianca and Naomi ended up defending the titles together. Became really close, and then Jay came back, beat the crap out of Naomi at Elimination Chamber. Yep. And then it was revealed that it was Naomi. Bianca basically separated from Naomi. They're no longer friends, and now we have this matchup. I think it's great that Naomi finally has a good. Like a good storyline build to a feud at WrestleMania.
Yes,
that's cool. A
singles match.
Yeah,
for her.
I'm happy for her because she's fantastic in the ring and she's pretty good. I love her.
And she's a former champ.
Exactly.
And then this is Jade's first WrestleMania.
And this is Jade's first WrestleMania.
So hopefully she can show herself good in the ring.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have always questioned her wrestling ability, but she's gotten better over the years.
Yeah,
definitely,
she
100%.
Has. I just think that like. It would have been a million times better if it was Bianca that actually did it.
That's definitely a future.
Yeah, they dropped the ball with that storyline, I think. I mean, like I said, I'm happy for Naomi. I'm happy that she has that match at Mania. I'm happy that it's against Jade. I'm happy Jade gets to show off her wrestling. But, like, I just felt like it would have been better if it was actually Bianca that was behind it.
Maybe after WrestleMania, maybe Jade has a win and Bianca has a loss, and then Bianca doesn't have it, and then they have a feud. And then Bianca becomes a heel, hopefully, or something. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm just looking forward to seeing exactly where the hell this thing goes.
I think Jade wins. This is his debut WrestleMania match.
Oh, yeah. I think Jade wins. Jade wins. Jade definitely picks up the win there. Where she moves on from there, probably going after, like you said, Bianca. If Bianca, maybe she was behind it.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
We'll have to wait and
see. Yeah, we got to talk about that match. That match is night two.
We'll talk about it on night two. But of course, let's move on from that. We also have the LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu for the United States title. Of course, Jacob Fatu has been put on banger matches against Braun Strowman, Jimmy Uso, and all of them for the past couple weeks.
He became the more contender, the last man standing against Braun Strowman.
Exactly. Yeah. So now this build up to this. LA Knight has been a pretty good U.S. champ. I know this is his second reign.
Yeah, that's a big
His first reign was better, but I think this one's pretty good, too. Yeah. He hasn't really done much because he just recently won it. But still, it's cool that he has it. It's cool that he has his WrestleMania moment now. But I think I got Jacob Fatu winning.
Yeah, I'm a big LA Knight fan, but yeah. Jake, it's time for Jake. It's Jake. At least get the U.S. title. LA Knight doesn't even need the U.S. title, to be honest.
No, he definitely doesn't need it. I think that
Jacob doesn't really need either, but
I think it's a great stepping stone for Jacob. Yes, that's I think the first title run for LA Knight when he first won the U.S. title, that was a stepping stone for him to go to the main event. They just dropped the ball on that and they put him right back and just basically put him back where he was when he originally won the title.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I think he doesn't need it.
With less crowd momentum.
Exactly. So now if Jacob Fatu wins it, that's a great stepping stone for him. Hopefully it builds some more
more tension with Solo.
More tension. Yeah, that's what I was going for. Yeah, more tension with Solo. They end up having a match. That'd be awesome.
We gotta wait for the GOAT Tongaloa to come
back. Tongaloa comes back and destroys all of them, wins the freaking US title.
Yeah.
He becomes a belt collector and just wins everything.
Yes.
No, but I think this is time for Jacob Fatu to finally win the singles title. I think he holds on to that for a very long time.
Yes.
I also think that he can make that title super freaking prestigious.
Yes.
Because his promos are insane.
And then at the same time, LA Knight, while he goes from here, I don't even think he has a spot in the main event right now because there's so much people in the main event. So
it depends.
I don't know. Maybe a change a little bit. Would you like to see a heel LA Knight?
You know what would be cool? I would not mind LA Knight versus John Cena if John Cena wins the title.
I mean, yeah. That'd be cool. Remember they teamed up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a little bit. And remember, they had like a little face-to-face where LA Knight was like, I don't need you to like hype me up. Like, that'd be pretty cool. It's like they even end up having a match.
Even though LA Knight's a crowd favorite, I would love to see I would like to see what he can do as a heel.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Because obviously his mic skills, I think he'd be a freaking great heel.
100%. But I think I think him versus John Cena could definitely be a fun match to watch within the next couple of months. If they end up going that route, we'll see. Obviously, there's a bunch of people we want to see John Cena face before he retires.
Yeah, I still want to see how they're going to do it because it's not like he's showing up to every show. Like, he's definitely not.
He's going to be there on SmackDown this week. I know that.
Yeah, that's just the rest. It's probably just another promo. It's not.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, Cody had this promo on SmackDown. It was kind of stupid. They had a bunch of belts there.
That was dumb.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I definitely got Jacob Fatu winning the U.S. title. I have him moving on.
So far, we have the same picks, which I usually don't like, but hey, whatever.
Do you have Jacob Fatu as well?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, definitely. But I think that's kind of obvious. I think Jacob Fatu deserves that win, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
And we're saying that as LA Knight fans.
Yeah, no, for sure. We can definitely move on to the next match, which would be...
Tag team match? World Tag Team Championships? War Raiders?
Oh, versus New Day. Let's get into that now. All right, let's go into the very poorly booked match between the War Raiders, a.k.a. Ivar and Eric, versus the New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, for the WWE World Tag Team Championship. This match was announced after New Day. Didn't they get a win on them last week on Monday Night Raw, I'm pretty sure?
I believe so.
Yeah. So they got a win over them last week, and now they officially made a match at WrestleMania.
Well, they kind of cheated. Remember, they act like they got hit with the chair?
Yeah.
They did it at Eddie Guerrero. And then they attacked them with chairs after.
So New Day versus the War Raiders.
First of all,
this building has been freaking terrible. True Profits don't have a match at WrestleMania. They're just going to defend the match. They're just going to defend the titles on SmackDown.
I hope somebody interrupts. We need a multi-man ladder tag team match. We've been saying that.
I know.
Or at least one of the mid-cards. The mid-cards are already out of the question. They're not doing that. So do it for one tag team match. Maybe, hopefully, they do it with the Street Profits.
We
need one of them TLC ladder matches, man. What the hell?
It would have been nice if they just made the New Day.
They could have brought the Hardys back for one night. I'm playing. They were in NXT, remember?
Yeah, well, they're in TNA now.
Yeah. Well, they work with them.
Exactly. Damn, I don't know. Like, I feel like this is... I don't know. The build-up is just so disappointing.
For both tag titles, it's kind of stupid.
Yeah,
they don't have an actual clear challenger.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I think the SmackDown has definitely been built a lot better, which is why I'm like, why the hell do they have the Raw ones when they've been built so freaking poorly instead of the SmackDown?
Tag team and then the WWE tag team.
Titles, a.k.a. the one the Street Profits have, has been booked a lot better than the War Raiders titles.
And the teams have been better. They got, remember, the Pretty Deadly has been putting on good matches. You got Motor City Machine Guns, obviously.
You got DIY.
That's what I'm saying. Where's the multi-man TLC? They got to, hopefully somebody's going to get involved.
No, for sure.
And then he comes out, you know what? And all the four teams are like, yo, we need a shot at WrestleMania.
You're talking about at the Street Profits match on SmackDown?
Yeah, somebody's going to get involved or a DQ or no contest where Nick Aldis has no choice but to make, and there's like four teams in line. So
even if it's on the pre-show, just put it on the pre-show. A pre-show ladder match would be fire.
I know, but you don't need to do it on the pre-show. Just go in the middle of night one. Night one don't have that. Each card I'm looking at, they actually don't even have that much match. I thought it was gonna be like 10 matches each. There was only like
No, it's like I think the show is actually like 4 hours each.
It's like, yeah, damn. You know the coverage is like 18
hours. It's 9 hours per combined night.
But obviously that's including like the pre and post shows. Yeah, but still that's a lot.
That's a lot.
But
damn, anyways,
I wish we were WrestleMania.
That'd be nice. I got New Day winning. Just because, like, War Raiders haven't done anything with those titles.
Well, they were a little hurt, but...
Still.
Didn't they just got them, like, 3 weeks ago?
No, they hadn't for a while.
I could have sworn they won the titles recently.
No, they had those titles for a while.
Yeah, but they haven't defended them barely. I don't know.
They barely defended them.
I mean, yeah, I think the New Day are the best tag team of all time, and they probably should get the titles. But at the same time, if the War Raiders have not held it for a while, I say they keep it, but I don't know.
No,
it's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But I definitely got New Day picking up the win.
You got I do like the War Raiders, but... At the same time, the heel New Day with titles sounds better. So
it does sound better.
You know what? I'll just pick the New Day.
Yeah, this kid, your like notifications happens every single podcast. You gotta understand. You gotta understand how to mute your phone. You're so disrespectful.
Yep, and I gotta send somebody money. All right, whatever.
anyways, we also had what else? Oh, Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair for the WWE Women's Championship. Of course, this has had some real life heat behind it, and they kind of built it into the storyline. On Friday Night SmackDown, Charlotte Flair beat the crap out of Tiffany Stratton in the parking lot before they even got in, with a lot of fans watching on and recording. That was pretty cool that they did that. I'm actually looking forward to this matchup.
Yes, Charlotte. Yeah, she
beat the crap out of Tiffany Stratton. So I pray to Jesus on Palm Sunday.
It just makes sense.
Stratton picks up the win.
It just makes sense for Tiffany to keep the title. Charlotte does not need it. I can't imagine the heat if she does.
The backlash
and heat if she does win it.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I don't know what they would do, what they even do. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I really hope Charlotte doesn't win. She doesn't need the freaking title at all.
Yeah, 14-time champion.
She does not need that title.
Beat the up-and-coming 25-year-old champion.
Yeah, no.
Just win it.
No. Exactly.
Nah.
No, Tiffany Stratton needs that win. She definitely needs this one.
A win to solidify her title reign.
100%.
Because she hasn't really done nothing.
Yeah, she picks up this win and solidifies her title reign, and she can just go on, maybe pick up a couple more wins against some other top contenders, and then drop it eventually to somebody else.
What the hell would even Charlotte do from there? Because
she can go away for a while.
She was just returned. That's my point. I got to figure something out with her.
I don't know. I just hope she doesn't win.
He's like a type of gimmick or something. I don't know.
Her gimmick is my dad is
no, I know,
Ric Flair.
She needs like an actual, I don't know, something different.
I just hope that she loses. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, no disrespect, obviously. Great wrestler. Says, I need you off my screen for a little while, please. Thank you.
Yes.
Anyways, main event time. Definitely the main event. Roman Reigns versus CM Punk with Paul Heyman versus Seth Rollins.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The triple threat match, obviously, storyline being here is... CM Punk and Seth Rollins had a little back and forth rivalry. They had nothing for Roman Reigns, so they decided to plug Roman Reigns into this match.
Roman Reigns, CM Punk helped Roman Reigns at Survivor Series, which Seth Rollins did not like as well because he hates CM Punk so much that he attacked both of them. So yeah, that's kind of the storyline. And CM Punk had his favor from
the Survivor Paul Series
Heyman,
team,
and
up.
The favor was to have Paul Heyman on his corner, which Roman Reigns does not like. So that's another storyline.
Yep. So the major thing going into this is. Of course, who do you think is going to win? And who do you think is actually, in by what I'm saying, who do you think is going to win is, who do you think walks away with the best prize of them all, Paul Heyman? Who walks away with the girl?
Roman Reigns and CM Punk are going to be fighting, and in the end, Seth Rollins. Paul Heyman's going to end up, you know what, forget these two. Leaves with Seth Rollins, helps him win, gets him to the chair or something.
Yeah,
and Seth Rollins is beating Roman or CM Punk. I don't know who he's going to pin, no matter.
I think he pins Punk.
Yeah, he pins. Yeah, okay. He pins CM Punk, and he takes Paul Heyman from Roman.
Yeah, I think Roman's not going to get pinned in this match. I don't think he's going to win, but he's definitely not getting pinned. Regardless of who wins, Roman's not getting pinned. That's all I know.
Yeah,
that's like, all I know.
Yeah,
I know that it's going to be. I think this match is going to be great. I think it's going to be a cool back and forth. I think it's going to have a lot of emotional moments with Paul Heyman. Maybe it looks like he's going to help CM Punk.
And then
he doesn't.
One.
Maybe it looks like he's going to help Roman. He doesn't. And then he ends up helping Seth.
Yes.
That'd be freaking awesome. But yeah, that's just... a lot of people are starting to pick that up now. There's like hoping that Seth Rollins wins.
A heel Seth with Paul Heyman in his corner will be fire.
And honestly, Seth has been kind of carrying this. If you think about it, the past couple weeks, Seth has been carrying this, like, this build.
Yeah,
yeah, it's been pretty cool. And Paul Heyman, obviously.
Paul Heyman's carried.
Yeah, so I think he walks away with the greatest prize of them all. Not the WWE World Championship, not the World Heavyweight Champion, Paul Heyman. That's what they walk away with. They're going to walk away with the guy, Paul Heyman. Yes.
And then Paul Heyman will get CM Punk back to the title.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Next year. Well, after WrestleMania.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyways, moving on from that, we can move on to night two. Night two so far has a total of 6 matches. This is probably where they are going to plug in the Randy Orton match we talked about earlier.
Or the multi-man
or tag that multi-man team match, which would be pretty cool as well. But we'll wait and see. Of course, let's start off with AJ Styles versus Logan Paul. Obviously, this build has been kind of okay. I mean, whatever. I mean, obviously, the whole storyline there is Logan Paul thinks he's better than everybody. AJ Styles thinks that he's a piece of crap. And
Karrion Kross thinks that AJ Styles is a phony.
Yeah.
And he's not being his true self, which is kind of weird. But
so, in this matchup, I think this match is going to be cool, by the way. I think two high flyers, both guys with amazing athleticism. I think it's going to be a fantastic match.
Yes, of course.
Who do you think is going to win?
My pick to win would be AJ Styles, but Karrion Kross does not want AJ Styles to win. So he comes out and costs AJ Styles a match.
So you think Karrion Kross is going to get involved?
What I want to happen is AJ Styles to beat Logan Paul, obviously. Mm-hmm. But my prediction is Karrion Kross gets involved to cost AJ Styles the match.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
I think my prediction will be Logan Paul picking up the win as well.
Not clean. It's not going to be clean.
It's not going to be clean. I think Logan Paul picks up the win here, though.
Yeah.
I feel like, then again, I don't know.
If not, then Andrew Schultz is going to come out and cost Logan Paul.
Andrew Schultz. Oh my god! But yeah, I think Logan Paul got the win. I feel like he's gonna cheat to win, but he's definitely gonna pick up the win there. Or like you said, Karrion Kross. I didn't even think of that. That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, they have nothing for him, and he's obviously involved in this because he thinks AJ Styles is a phony and not playing his true self.
Yeah,
he thinks AJ Styles is a real heel, and not this fun guy. Not fun guy, but like he thinks he's an asshole. Basically, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. That'd be cool because I want them to build up Karrion Kross. But like I said last week, if it's just to build him up so that way they can sign him up to another contract and then they don't do anything with him afterwards, that'd be freaking stupid.
But, yeah, that's my prediction.
Okay, on and everything. My bad. All right. We have Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre in the Sin City Street Fight. They've been building this up because Damian Priest has basically cost Drew McIntyre a couple of title shots and a couple of like chances of beating the guys that he's been trying to beat up. Honestly, kind of like a forced match, if you ask me. Who do you think wins? Do you think
they've been Priest beating each other up backstage? Remember, he beat him up and slammed him on the car.
Yeah, the good old we're gonna brawl.
Yeah, but at least it was in the parking lot. It was still different. It wasn't like regular pull apart brawl.
Yeah, but who do you think gets the win? Do you think Drew McIntyre or Damian Priest?
Drew needs his WrestleMania moment, even though it's not exactly a full WrestleMania moment. Mm. Like, I think Drew wins.
You know what I'm going to say? As much as I would love for Drew to win, I truly believe they're going to make Damian Priest win.
Yeah, I'm a Damian Priest fan, but I just think I think Drew needs to win.
I think Drew needs to win too, but I just think that they're going to make Damian Priest
payback.
Win.
Payback. Didn't Damian Priest beat Drew for the World Heavyweight title last year?
And yeah.
Cash in. So it's payback.
That's true.
That could be like a part of the storyline too.
Yeah, well, it is.
I don't think they actually mentioned that.
They've mentioned that before.
Well, Drew gets his get back.
He picks up the win. I think Priest ends up picking up the win there for some reason. I don't know. It's just my gut feeling. I really hope Drew wins, but I think they're going to give it to Priest.
And then CM Punk's about to win, and then Drew involved. I'm playing around.
That'd be so freaking annoying. Anyways, moving on from that, we have Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Bayley and Laura Vicaria for the WWE Women's Tag Team title.
This is
the stupidest fucking thing ever.
First of all, women's intercontinental champion involved in a tag team match.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have the first ever women's intercontinental champion, the first year of this title being implemented, and you're not going to have her defend it at the most prestigious pay-per-view?
Just like Chelsea Green with the U.S. title.
Yo, it's so stupid. Like,
why even have mid-card titles?
That's what I'm saying. You want people to like take these titles seriously? You're not going to put them on WrestleMania? You're going to throw them in a tag team match? Come on now.
Look at the men's mid-card titles. I mean, like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's completely different.
This is definitely a pre-show match.
I hope it is.
Yeah, you better put the tag team title and Randy Orton's match on the main card. And put the this titles on the pre-show.
This show is
Liv and Raquel are going to retain.
This is obviously like the dumbest thing. And it was thrown together literally this week.
Yeah, Liv and Raquel are going to retain, obviously. There's no way for them to lose. Bayley and Lyra can fight for the IC title later on, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But maybe so Bayley turns on Lyra. Maybe. We'll
yeah, see. That happens. But because
yeah.
It's dumb.
I think, honestly, this is the dumbest.
They had a gauntlet literally 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's literally.
That's how they became the number one contenders.
As soon as they won, I was like, this is the stupidest thing ever. So Lyra Valkyrie is not going to have a title match at WrestleMania.
There's no actual, if you think about it, there's not actual, like, there's only like two or three actual women's tag teams. The other ones get formed just to make a storyline or something. They're not actual tag team.
It's stupid.
Yeah, that's not really
super dumb. I don't know. I'm just hoping that this is on the pre-show. I don't care about this match. Honestly, and as much as it kills me to say, this is a bathroom break match.
Yeah. No, it is.
And it sucks. And I love Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan
is a freaking beast.
This sucks.
Fucking literally champion last year. And now she's being forced to bathroom break match.
Bathroom break match. Anyways, let's move on from there. We have Braun Breaker versus Penta versus Finn Balor versus Dom for the Intercontinental Championship.
Fatal four-way.
Kind of thrown together, but not necessarily. I honestly don't care. I think this match is going to be pretty cool.
That thing's going to be fire.
I think it's going to be great.
Pretty cool. Look at the guys in it. I think it's going to be fire.
Yeah.
You got the storyline with the Judgment Day involved. And then you got Penta,
who Judgment think?
Day trying to recruit. And then Braun Breaker just destroys everybody. But I love Braun Breaker. If it's either Braun Breaker retains or in a surprise, Dominic Mysterio.
Dom picks up the win.
Somehow, like, pins Finn Balor or something.
Yo, that'd be freaking insane.
Because remember, they're going at it.
Yeah.
Dominic, I think it's time to give Dominic a mid-card title.
You think Dom wins?
Intercontinental Championship. I think you got to give it to Dom.
Damn. I think I got Braun.
In terms of the storyline.
I got Braun Breaker picking up the win because I can't really see him losing.
I mean, I love Braun Breaker.
Yeah. If Dom wins, I honestly think that'd be the second best thing. That'd be freaking great.
I think Dom should win.
That'd be cool. I didn't even think about that. If he wins, he pins Finn Balor.
He's not going to pin Braun Breaker, obviously.
Nah, hell no.
He's and Penta's not taking a pin.
Or like, Finn Balor hits a move, he gets thrown off the ring or something like that by Dom. And then Dom pins. That'd be freaking crazy, too. Yeah,
because they can do Finn pinning Dom, which that would still cause tension, obviously, in the Judgment Day. But
I feel like it'd be better
if Dom trying to run everything, and he hasn't been listening to Dom, so Dom picks up the win and pinning him and takes the title.
That'd be cool. Honestly, I wouldn't mind that. If Dom picks up the win, that'd be pretty awesome.
That'd be freaking
cool. Terms of like where everybody goes from here, if Braun ends up losing, he goes straight to the main event. 100%. If Braun loses, he goes straight to the main event. That's cool. Penta is definitely going to team up with Rey Fénix after WrestleMania. They kind of already kind of teased that. Like their like walk-ins and everything is very similar, like the entrance. So I'm looking forward to them teaming up and then taking away the titles from whoever the hell wins it.
And then Finn and Dom will... They'll go at it in the Judgment Day.
Yeah, exactly. So these storylines are also
solidified. Braun Breaker can go on to win the Money in the Bank in the future.
That'd be cool. I would not mind that at all. I was hoping for this to be a ladder match because I just want to see Braun Breaker run up a fucking ladder and spear somebody.
He can do that in the Money in the Bank
match. That'd be crazy. But anyways, moving on from there, we have Io Sky versus Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley for the WWE Women's World title. This match is okay. I guess
it's okay. Yeah,
it was kind of like the way that they kind of built it was stupid.
It was very stupid.
Very stupid.
Bianca wins Elimination Chamber to become what was it? Elimination? She won Royal Rumble.
No, she won Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, Charlotte won Royal Rumble. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
So she's supposed to be the number one contender, but Rhea got screwed a couple of times.
And then they kind of just threw her in the match.
Yes.
Because she asked for it. And then like Bianca online is like, so you can just ask to be part of something, and they just throw you in it, which is kind of facts. And I'm a big Rhea fan. I honestly, like, Rio's obviously my favorite women's wrestler of all time, but I still think this whole build-up has been freaking stupid.
Yeah, she was at the UFC last night.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, shout out freaking Volkanovski, by the way. Thank God he won.
Yes.
I'm so happy he won.
W Volk.
And screw you, Sean Woodson, because you screwed up my freaking parlay.
Yeah.
Not really your fault. It was a bad start.
Michael Chandler, what the hell was that?
Whatever. Bad start. I had Patty, so that's cool. I'm fine with that. Anyways, let's stick with this freaking match.
This build-up's kind of trash, but...
Yeah. I don't know.
We can say that about both freaking women's titles, but it's kind of true.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Charlotte versus Tiff has been better. But who do you think is going to win this match, and where do you think they go from here?
Rhea's not winning again.
Nah, Rhea's not winning.
And I don't want to see Bianca with the title again because she's going to turn heel soon. She's in a feud with Jade.
Hopefully.
So I'm going with Io to retain.
You got Io to retain?
These guys keep fighting each other. Man, they've been ignoring Io, so Io beats them.
Yeah, I think Io retains. I think she puts up a dominant performance. That'd be awesome, too. I think she ends up pinning Bianca. I think Rhea moves on, does something else. I'm not sure what. Maybe she takes some time off. But Bianca needs to turn heel. That's another thing with this storyline, too. They're all faces. It's so stupid. They're all faces.
I mean, they could put Rhea back heel, I guess, but she was just heel like
a year ago. The crowd's already booing Bianca. The crowd has been booing Bianca the past couple weeks.
You turn heel, then she fuse with Jade because Jade's a face.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I would not mind that at all.
We said that should have been the storyline.
Should have been the storyline. That should have been the WrestleMania match. Even if it was a triple threat, Naomi versus Bianca versus Jade, that would have been cool too. I would rather have that than this triple threat.
That would have been fire
too. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was stupid. They kind of booked themselves into a hole with that. But yeah, I think Io picks up the win. I think she holds on to the title for just a little bit longer. I'm not sure who the heck would take the title off of her for now, because I don't think it's going to be Rhea. I don't think it's going to be Bianca. And I can't really think of anybody who would be cool enough to take off that title off of her at this point. Unless you want to bring up somebody from NXT. Like Roxanne Perez. That'd be cool.
She just fought Tiffany on SmackDown for the title.
Good match.
Yeah.
Pretty good match. But yeah, we can move on to the main event. The big match. Cody Rhodes versus John Cena for the undisputed WWE title. Let's get into, of course, the main event of night two. Main event of basically just WrestleMania in general. Cody Rhodes versus John Cena for the undisputed WWE title. Of course, John Cena officially turned heel about like a month and a half ago. It's been a crazy ride since. He hasn't really been on TV as much, but last time he was on TV, he did get Crossroads to Hell by Cody Rhodes, and he had a fantastic back and forth promo.
First he cooked Cody, then Cody had a great comeback, cooked him right back, and then, yeah,
it was
Cody
pretty good.
Finished him.
Yeah. So now, the storyline, where the hell do you think this thing goes? Do you think you got Cody, or do you got John Cena?
I see this going like 100 different ways. That's the problem.
Damn.
Let's see. So, I want to see John Cena win his 17th. Was it 17?
Yeah.
But he said he would take it and leave. And then, I don't know, just a part of the storyline. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't think he truly means he's going to leave. That's the thing.
He said he would literally take it and go home.
Yeah, and they're going to call him out and he's going to come back.
I don't know.
I think that's what it's going
to
be.
Either that, so he wins and takes it and leaves. And then something great happens there. He has a great reign facing everybody. Or The Rock gets involved. Trying to help John. Stone Cold comes or helps The Rock.
Stone Cold.
No, I actually seen a big rumor about that. But no, maybe The Rock. I do think John Cena's going to win. I was going to say Cody.
I don't think Cody wins.
Super Cody.
Yeah,
Cody can't save himself today. Not against The Rock and John Cena. The Rock's got to get involved, though.
Yeah, I truly think it's going to be John Cena picks up the win. John Cena picks up the win. I think he goes on to have a fantastic freaking... couple months until he does eventually retire with this title. I see him having feuds against the likes of Randy Orton. Again, probably another rematch against Cody, Punk. LA Knight, Punk. I'd have to see a bunch of like great ones. Roman Reigns would be pretty decent.
Drew?
You could just name a million people. But yeah, there's so many people that he can have a feud with. But yeah, I honestly think he picks up the win. In terms of him taking his ball and going home, it's kind of like what CM Punk said that. He left and then he came back 2 weeks later. Yeah, I think it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah, but this guy's a heel, and he's playing the part great so far.
So what? It's the same
thing. Plus, heels don't win clean, so that's why I think The Rock's going to get involved. And
I definitely see The Rock. Yeah, I see The Rock returning. I see him helping Cena. I see Cena picking up the win.
That'd be great.
And I see Cena holding that title until he does eventually lose it, maybe at SummerSlam. Yes. And then he turns face after SummerSlam for the last, 3 months of his in-ring career, and then he ends up retiring in Boston, which we need to go to that one. Yes. The tickets we're going
but to. But the other thing is still pretty crazy. Imagine The Rock comes out and the Stone Cold comes out.
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
That'd be insane. But yeah, I honestly see John Cena
holding his SummerSlam. I see Cena winning with the help of The Rock.
Yeah.
That'd Super cool. Cody can't help. He can't help himself out of this one.
Nah, hell no. There's no way. Yeah. If there is a world where Cody does win, it's like, where the hell do you go from there?
Cody's a champ still. People coming after him as heels.
But who?
And then John beats him.
It's not really like, you get Roman again? Okay.
John gets a rematch.
Maybe Seth? If Seth turns heel and he goes upon Heyman, that'd be pretty cool. Yes. That'd be a cool feud to see.
And then John Cena can feud with plenty of other people.
Yeah, but I feel like John Cena needs his win. He hasn't had a singles match win in, like, what, 4 years?
Yeah, I don't know. The last win he had was a tag team match at LA Knight, right?
Well, and the Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, in terms of, like, a singles match, he hasn't won one in, like, 4 years. I think he needs this win. I think he picks up the win. It'd be cool if he wins clean. That would be awesome if he wins clean. Even if it's just like The Rock at ringside just watching, that'd be pretty cool.
I feel like I had The Rock involved just because that was the part of the whole storyline.
Yeah. But I see Cena winning. I see him holding on to the title to SummerSlam and then dropping the title to I'm not sure who. They got to build somebody up for that. And then, of course, retiring a face at the end of his career. There's no way he's retiring a heel. That's all I know.
Yeah, but I'm just hoping for a good WrestleMania because the buildup
has been kind of mid.
Has been trash.
Yeah, has
for been the mid. Entire. I'm not talking about the last match. I'm talking about the entire WrestleMania.
Yeah,
both nights, the cards.
So
I'm hoping for a big night of great matches and great. Maybe I would like to see a lot of like swerves. Like we're predicting a lot of this stuff. I like when stuff comes out different.
Well, yeah, obviously. It's going to be fun if that happens. I really hope that there's like a
bunch of swerves. And then obviously a surprise with Randy Orton. Hopefully not solo. Hopefully an actual surprise.
Hopefully Malachi good. Black.
I'll even be fine with Nick Aldis. I haven't seen him really wrestle. Obviously wrestling like TNA and stuff. But
yeah, no, that'd be pretty cool. But yeah, in terms of, again, stealing the show.
They got to put that ladder match. They got to figure out and get a ladder match on here for those tag team titles. Do it somehow.
That'd be cool. But if they don't, it's fine. I still think Gunther versus Jay is going to steal the show of WrestleMania. I think that's probably going to be the best match at WrestleMania. I don't care what anybody says. I think that's really going to be the best match.
What if you never know? Drew and
Priest. I feel like it'll be okay.
Just because the build-up's trash, they can have a great match.
It is a street fight, but I still think it's going to be an okay match. I don't think it's going to be anything crazy.
What else?
No, that's basically it. That's both nights.
No, I was trying to see a match that can steal the show. Obviously, the triple threat. That's not really stealing the show. They're the main event, though.
Yeah, they're the main event.
Stealing the shows before. You're right. So
yeah, I think Gunther versus Jay for sure. But anyways, that was basically it for our WrestleMania preview. Of course, we'll be back next week with our actual review of WrestleMania.
Yes. In terms of AEW this week, nothing crazy really happened.
Nothing really crazy happened, no.
I mean, like, MJF got turned down again by the Hurt Syndicate. And then,
he was told that he needs to give something to the Hurt Syndicate that they want in order for them to actually join.
Yeah.
They already have the title, so whatever the hell that is, not sure.
And then Young Bucks, obviously, they said they did.
They did it for Hangman,
which obviously what we're talking about, John Moxley helping them win. Yeah. And then I also did it as a peace offer since the Death Riders, so they're probably working together hopefully soon.
I think the Death Riders storyline needs to die.
No, inside. I know, but they're probably working with the Young Bucks. It'll make it better. And
yeah.
Then other than that, AEW, I'm trying to think. I don't think.
No. I mean, Chris Jericho's leading for a while.
Yeah, the tournaments, the Owen Hart Cup.
Yeah.
That's going on still.
So, FTR, yeah. Full-blown heel. They did attack, I think, Daniel Garcia and even Adam Cole and all of them on Collision. That was pretty cool. Yeah. So, Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong, they did change their name. They're not Undisputed Kingdom anymore. They're called... Damn, it starts with a P.
Pure Fusion Collective.
I don't know. I forgot the name of it. Damn it. But anyways, they changed their name, and Kyle O'Reilly and Roger Strong said they're going to go after the tag title. So they're going to hold the tag title as well. Adam Cole holds a TNT title. I think that's going to be awesome. That's going
to
be great.
I mean, what tag titles? Because Hurt Syndicate is not losing to Kyle O'Reilly or Roger Strong.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
No, Hurt Syndicate is not losing to them. Hurt Syndicate is fire.
No, I think they're going to hold it for a while.
Why?
I agree. But anyways, yeah. Like, comment, subscribe. We'll be back next week, of course, with our WrestleMania preview.
We'll do maybe separate night one, night two reviews, probably.
Probably, yeah. I think that's probably going to be the best way we're going to be able to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week with that review. Enjoy WrestleMania.
Yes, biggest show of the year. Fire. So hopefully we get our biggest podcast of the year.
This should be good.
Biggest episode of the year.
But yeah, like, comment, subscribe as always. Love you guys so much. Peace.